nothing gonna steal my joy. That's Zach Williams with Old Church Choir. Funny enough, I was at my cousin's wedding this weekend, and this was his recessional, and it was a blast.
How awesome.
It's a good choice of a song. Absolutely. Well, happy Tuesday to you, 7:21 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, your weather forecast today is showing showers and thunderstorms. Thunderstorms could be severe. A high of 86. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, low of 66. And your wedding Wednesday, mostly sunny, slight chance of showers, high of 84. Right now, 73 degrees here in Mannheim.
This morning, we welcome back our very special guest. It's Kendra Schumann, a volunteer financial coach for Community Hive in Ephrata. Kendra, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You said that you went to Millersville. I also went to Millersville. And you would have been listening to WJTL then as well, right?
Yes.
Well, this is full circle. It's such a privilege to have you here. For those who don't know, tell us a little bit about Community Hive.
So Community Hive used to be called Ephrata Area Social Services, and we're in the northern part of Lancaster County. We offer a variety of things for the community where there's a need, whether it be a food pantry, driving people to a doctor's appointment. My particular area is the transitional housing program for people that find themselves in a bad situation, where we can put them in a fully furnished home and offer financial coaching and mentorship for a period of months. Say they're in a motel and can't get out of that cycle. We're there to support them.
That's amazing. You recently had a name change. Folks might know you by a different name. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So Ephrata Social Services was the name for 50 plus years. We're now called Community Hive to better reflect the fact that we're in the Cocalico School District and Ephrata School District and beyond. When there's a need in the community, we're willing to help out.
I love that. You've been doing financial coaching for Community Hive for about 12 years. Can you tell us a little bit about your story as an accountant and finding your way here?
Yeah, sure. So I really enjoy numbers. I'm not the creative person. I'm the numbers person. And so I enjoy sitting down with families, whether they're from my church or through this program, and walking them through options on how to save, how to get out of debt, things to do, to just get into more of a disciplined approach with money. And I've loved the 12 years that I've spent doing coaching with Builders of Hope. We had a lady go through our program 8 years ago, who I just recently talked to, and she was talking about how we offered her hope when no one else was. Her family, her support systems were not there. And so she was just really grateful for the fact that we were there, a presence that would just point her and help her moving forward. And so that was a great confirmation of just that we're doing the right things and that God has his hand on this ministry.
That's amazing. There are over, 10 churches involved with Community Hive. Is that correct?
Well, a lot more for Community Hive. In my particular group, yes, there's 10 churches or more involved with Builders of Hope, but Community Hive has a huge presence in our area and a lot of church support, which we really appreciate. So Builders of Hope just has a great team of people, but we're always looking for more. If anyone out there wants to be a mentor, budget coach, whatever, you just call community-hive.org.
Very cool. Kendra, I'm not sure that many people think of Northern Lancaster County as a place in need of these services, but you said how many people are currently homeless in Cocalico School District?
Yeah, in our school district, we had this winter about 70 families that were homeless. 15 of those families were living in campers and or motels. And so those are the people that we're targeting and hoping to help just get into a permanent, stable environment.
Wow. And do you have any great stories of how God is moving through Community Hive to get these people into permanent housing?
Yeah, so when we walk alongside of people, usually what happens is they don't have a lot of support. And so they're looking to us to meet with them every week. We're offering them advice on everything from parenting to, you know, meal prep on the mentorship side. And what I do on the financial side is walk with people about paying off debt, saving money for their first month's rent, security deposit, and really show them how it's possible to save. And I have recently worked with a family that was living in a motel, and you know, now they have their own stable housing in Ephrata, and it's a great example of and because they had teenage kids, the teenage kids even understood. We're saying no today to, let's say, going to McDonald's so that in the future, mom and dad have the money for the first month's rent and security deposit.
Wow, I love that. Kendra, if folks want to get involved, maybe volunteer or learn more, is that website community-hive.org the place to go?
Yes.
Wonderful. There are a few fundraising efforts because Community Hive would love to purchase a permanent home. And if businesses get involved, there's a little bit of a benefit for them too. Can you tell us all about that?
Sure. So we are looking for a permanent house for our program, and we'd like to be in the Cocalico School District and like to get a fixer-upper. So we have a program that is run by the state government, and we can get a 90% tax credit for businesses that want to donate towards us. And I'm happy to talk to people about that. All you got to do is call Community Hive and ask for Kendra or even Casey Ellis, our executive director.
Fantastic. If folks want to get more information in the meantime, they can visit you online, community-hive.org.
Correct.
Awesome. Well, Kendra, thank you so much for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We love your heart. We love your ministry. Amazing things are going on. You can check out all that Community Hive is doing at community-hive.org. We're diving back into the music. In the meantime, here's Phil Wickham and Crowder teaming up for It Really Is Amazing Grace, right here, FM 90.3 WJTL. Good morning.